And we are back here, the morning show, Mountain Home Radio. Yes, our microphone now for now, so we have to get that one turned on first. It's all good. Robert Lyons behind the keyboard here today, and Robert's learning how to drive. I'm going to be making a few trips here the next few months playing with robotics, and most of those are just Saturday-only events, but if there's a Friday that we need to have somebody here driving, Cheyenne's been trained to do this. She can operate the board a little bit, and we'll get you all trained and up to speed and ready to go.
Sounds like something we should have done anyway.
Well, it had to happen. Sometimes trial by fire is your best teacher. So I figured if I threw you into this, we would get where we needed to be, whether we wanted to be or not.
Well, at least I have a background with it. You know, it's been 15 years or so.
Right.
But at least I have a background with it.
Well, and one thing that people may not know, they may think that a radio station, that we have all the same gears and all the same toys. So this is a board that literally the first time you saw it, I have never seen anything like that, was what you'd said.
Yeah, I hadn't seen one that small.
And it is small, but it powers everything we need to do. It's fairly impressive in the toys that it does have. We play with about a 16th of the buttons we have available to us to use. So some of those others do some important stuff, and it's just a matter of getting you to understand which buttons you need to push and when.
Yeah, we'll get that taken care of.
And sometimes that's the best teacher around. In the studio with us today, we have Seal from the Master Gardener. Seal, it's always so good to see you here. And I have to apologize right off the bat. This is the third time that you've been in here, and last three visits we've had stuff going on behind the scenes.
Oh, no apology necessary. Things have to happen and life goes on.
Well,
okay?
we try our very best to make sure that everything stays up and running as best we can. Some days it just runs better than others.
Absolutely. Well, first thing is Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. It's the holiday season, and I am very sorry I couldn't make you had a delicious dinner, I understand, last week.
Yeah, we did. One of the things we do at the dinner, which I'd like to get to, is we have Of the Year Awards for people that have done special things for Master Gardeners.
All right.
And we have a few of them I'd like to announce that we did announce at the meeting.
Okay.
First is Master Gardener of the Year, Judy Nazoliak.
Okay.
Judy is co-chair for several years of our plant sale.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And she also is chair of the project at the corner of 5 South and 62B.
Okay.
And it's probably the one project that Master Gardeners has that people drive past every day or quite
right.
often.
Yep.
So when you go past there, take a look and see what she's done. She's mm-hmm. been a Master Gardener for many years, and it's a good honor for her. We also have an award called Project of the Year, and this year it goes to the Bull Shoals White River State Park and the co-chairs Betsy Durham and Marguerite Schmutzler. And if I messed up your name, Marguerite, I apologize. All right, they've been chair of that project for many years, mm-hmm. and they're retiring. We want to give them a good thank you. They're not retiring from Master Gardeners, but from being co-chairs.
Okay, being co-chairs. Gotcha. Just thinking maybe they were getting to a point where they were going to do something else. So they'll still be around. They're just no longer co-chairs.
They're just now co-chairs. I hope they still come and dig over there a little bit.
Yeah.
I've got to give them that little push, okay?
Yep. They do a wonderful job up there in Bull Shoals as well.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a beautiful park. A lot of different places over there that they have plantings, okay?
Yep.
The next one is Rookie of the Year, Deb Legner. Deb is in charge of our newsletter.
Okay.
Now, if any of you folks are interested in our monthly newsletter, log on to our website, BaxterCountyMG.com, sign up for it.
Okay.
There's seasonal tips in there, recipes, and you'll let you know what is going on with Master Gardeners, all the upcoming events.
Do you have to be a Master Gardener to get on that news list?
Not at all.
Fantastic.
It's open to the public.
Okay.
We have several hundred people that aren't Master Gardeners that get the newsletter. It comes in your email, so it's easy to do, okay? You never have to worry about having to print this or that. You all got it handy on the internet for yourself.
Fantastic.
Okay. And the last award is Friend of the Master Gardeners, okay?
Okay.
And Friend of the Master Gardeners is we recognize someone from the community that has helped us meet our goals, okay?
All right.
And got a little surprise for y'all.
Oh, wow.
All right, Scott Ramos and Mountain Talk Radio has been a big friend to Master Gardeners, and that's why we wanted you to try to come to the lunch.
Well, thank you. I had no idea. Oh, this is fantastic.
But you have done a lot to help us improve our profile in the community and in our mission to educate the public by letting us come on every month.
Well, thank you.
And you replay our shows every now and again, and we just want to say a big thank you to you and to the radio station for all you've done for us.
Well, I cannot tell you how much this means to me. I tremendously appreciate this. Talk about an absolute shock and surprise. This is fantastic. Thank you so much for this. I just try to help out a few folks when I get the chance to. And the Master Gardeners, you guys do so much good across our community. And people see your stuff all the time. They walk past it and sometimes don't know what's going on there. I'm just trying to spread the good word about what you guys are doing through our community to make it a little better for all our citizens.
Well, you've helped us a lot, and you've given us a higher profile, and it's certainly shown, okay?
Well, thank you.
One place that we've seen some of the results is we started opening up registration for our spring seminar. Mm-hmm. We spent last month the whole show talking about
right.
the seminar.
Yep.
We opened up registration December 1st, and we already have over 80 people from the public signed
wow.
up, 50 master gardeners, so
okay.
we're over, and over 53 of the people that are registered are first-time attendees.
Fantastic.
We are almost at what we booked last year.
Okay.
So, and we're a little better than half the capacity of the hall already.
Wow.
So
fantastic.
Part of that is due to some of this exposure by all means.
Well, that's great. That is absolutely fantastic. And if we can just encourage people to grow a little bit, make things a little bit greener, we're definitely going to be better off for it.
Definitely. So. And again, we're going to put another pitch in for the seminar.
Right.
March 23rd mm-hmm. at the Methodist Church.
Okay.
We have Dr. Doug Talamay coming
yes.
in. He's a published author, Bringing Nature Home. Several speakers. We've got Lucinda Reynolds, who you have heard before speak. She's
yep.
one of our founding members of Master
okay.
Gardeners, and she's going to talk about plant selection, reasons beyond beauty.
Okay.
What she does is try to key you in to some of the things that you can plant to bring all the beneficial insects and birds and things into your
right.
yard.
Right, yes.
Which is the purpose of what your mm-hmm. yard is for,
other
right. than other than to make you happy and smile when
yes.
everything blooms, all
right?
We also are honored to have Lessa Morrison. She's a landscape designer, and she was one of the designers at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks in Fayetteville.
Okay.
And she's going to talk about well-behaved natives for the home landscape. And then we've got Ken Foreman of the Fred Berry Conservation Center mm-hmm. talking about the history of plants in our area.
Right.
Dr. Talamay is going to talk twice to us. He
okay.
is going to be there for all but the last speaker.
All right.
So he'll be there to talk to. We do have his books available. The forms, which include registration and ordering of a book if you're interested, is on our website.
Okay.
It's a mail-in form. We've had some confusion. We're not quite so sophisticated to let folks sign up and pay
right.
online.
Yep.
But the form, if you print it and mail it in, will get you a seat at
okay.
the table, so to speak.
And it's easy enough to print that thing out. It's really easy to find right there on your website.
It's on our website under public events,
okay.
and then look for Spring Seminar. Print the form. The mm-hmm. registration form is obvious. It'll give you all the information about the seminar, and we welcome you to come. It's a good way to get to learn about Master Gardeners and what we do with just a one-day deal, and in the spring, it's a good thing to go to get your feet wet.
Well, it's a good way to get your, like you said, get your start in this and see if this is something you really want to do, so it's a great way to do that. I want to go back to Dr. Talamay. A couple of things I want to hit on. He's got a book that's available here at our library. It can be checked out.
Yes, it's called Bringing Nature Home,
okay.
and he's also written Living Landscape. Designing for Beauty and Biodiversity in the Home Garden.
All right.
All right. Bringing Nature Home is the book we're going to have for sale. It's $20. It's a soft cover book.
Okay.
And if you order the book ahead of time, we'll have it there for you, and he can autograph it for you if you're interested.
That was going to be my next question, if we get some autographs on the book while he was there over there for that meeting. So
absolutely.
Fantastic. And this is really the start of the season for you. I know it's not the actual start, but this sort of gets the whole snowball rolling down the hill for the summer.
Absolutely. There's a lot of public events coming.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and we can talk about them. We've got the plant sale coming up
right.
in April.
Yep.
And this is our 25th year as Master Gardeners in Baxter County.
Okay.
All right, and part of the reason for bringing in a high-profile speaker is to celebrate that anniversary.
Right, and what's that website? One more time real quick before we go to break.
BaxterCountyMG.com.
Really easy to find, and I wanted to pause a little bit because I know there were some people that heard the website that wanted to get a pen or a pencil to write that down. So
okay.
we'll give that to you a time or two more here before the end of the show. You're listening to The Morning Show here on Mountain Home Radio. And we are back here. The Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio. It is 7:50 in the morning for those folks making their way to work this morning. Well, drive carefully as you get your way there. A little bit cloudy skies outside. This is the final day for most of the kids in the area to be in school before the big Christmas break. I guarantee the kids aren't paying attention to you. You need to pay attention to them. If you see the school buses with those red lights flashing, stop! It's the order of the law.
Yeah, and you're right, the kids, they don't pay any attention. They're just ready for Christmas
break. At this
break
point right now, we had a Christmas party at Yellville, or I'm sorry, at a Hackler the other day for some grandkids, and it's just amazing to me this time of year how completely and totally kids tune everything out in the classroom.
Well, they're thinking about a Red Ryder BB gun.
There you go.
As long as they're not licking the frozen pole, we're all good.
I love that movie.
You know what our age here, Scott.
Believe it or not, there's a whole different generation now that is watching that movie. I actually had my granddaughter, 9 years old, I believe she is, watching it the other day, and she was telling me stuff about the movie that I didn't think she would catch. So,
and it's a great movie.
It's a wonderful movie.
It's an all-time classic. So Seal's in here with the Master Gardeners, and Seal, it is always so much fun to have you here because I do learn something each and every time in here. So, it is just amazing to me to become a Master Gardener. There is some knowledge behind that, but it's amazing to me how well you guys and everybody I've talked with Master Gardeners shares that knowledge with others.
Well, that's the point of the organization, mm-hmm. is to share. When I was a Master Gardener up in Indiana, we had a theme there that was helping others grow. That's kind of the theme of what we do here, all right? Anyone is welcome to come to any Master Gardener meeting if you're interested in any of our speakers. Okay. As we get the speakers lined up for a year, they will be on our website under public events.
Okay.
Join us at our meeting is what the title of that topic is. We have two meetings coming up that you might be interested. January 10th, we have Paula Bennett, who is an RN at the hospital here. Mm-hmm. She is going to talk about plant-based foods and chronic illness, part one.
Okay.
And part two will be June 13th. So we're gonna rope you in to come back another time.
Okay.
All right. And then February 14th, on Valentine's Day, Penny Woolridge, the owner of Carl Wayne's Nursery, is going to come talk to us about gardening and exercise.
Fantastic.
So it isn't all about putting the plants in the ground. It's what you do with them afterward and how it affects your life.
Right.
Public is welcome to come. It's at the Presbyterian Church. We are always the second Tuesday of the month, unless we post something on our website to the contrary.
Right.
In September, we generally adjust our meeting because of the fair.
Mm-hmm.
Public is welcome. It's free. It's from 1 to 3. The first hour is our speaker. Then there's a break. And as at all Master Gardener events, there's always food, and it's good food.
Right.
We encourage you to come have a late lunch, and probably not a healthy one, but it'll be enjoyable just the same. All right. And then the second part of the program is the Master Gardener Business. We encourage you to stay for the whole meeting because it'll give you a flavor for what we do.
Right.
As we said, we have a March 23rd seminar, again, celebrating 25 years of Master Gardeners in Baxter County. The last Saturday in April, we have our plant sale. There'll be more on that coming up. We anticipate that we're going to participate in the Red, White, and Blue Festival on the Saturday this year by opening up all of our garden projects in the county for a free tour.
Oh, wow.
And that we thought that might be as a celebrate our anniversary and to let folks come, and we'll have a couple people on hand during the time that we're open for people to come and ask questions.
Fantastic.
All right, so it's a good way to learn about Master Gardeners. It's a good way to learn about what grows in Arkansas and what blooms that time of the year. A great way to go to a nursery or any garden or public garden is if there's a time in your yard where you're not happy with things are, go visit something that time of year. And you can see what's blooming and ask the people what it is and learn something at the time. I think a great way to start any gardening year is to figure out what you think you want to learn this year.
Right.
What you want to change. Mm-hmm. What you want to learn to make things better, to either make it easier for yourself and or better for the environment.
Yes. Well, and you hit on one thing there, and I think your guest from BRMC, I think you referenced that. It is a physical effort to get out there in your garden. You are working out a little bit when you're doing all the stuff in the garden. It does improve your physical health to be out there in the garden puttering around.
Absolutely. Your flexibility, your strength, without a doubt.
Yep.
Go out there. It's good exercise. Get some sunshine. That's good for you. You're not sitting in front of a television all day.
Right.
Get out there,
yep.
Plant something, even if it's just, you know, some basil in a pot outside your kitchen door.
Well, and anybody can be a gardener. That's the thing that I want to stress the most out of anything here real quick. It doesn't matter if you're in an apartment that has just two windows. You can still put a little something in that window. You can put a little something on your porch. It doesn't have to be big. You can still play around with plants.
Absolutely. Or you can make an elevated garden if you want. Mm-hmm. We have a recipe, so to speak, on our website for a keyhole garden, which is 3 feet up. You don't have to bend. It's self-fertilizing, so to speak, and it's something that anyone can do once you get it built. And you may need some help getting it built,
right.
But it's not a big deal stacking cinder block. You just need your son-in-law or someone to come
there
over and stack them for you.
Seal, one more time before we let you out of here, how can they get a hold of the Master Gardeners for more information?
BaxterCountyMG.com or call the extension office at 425-2335.
And your meetings are always open to the public.
Absolutely free.
Stop on by, check them out. The Master Gardeners do such a great job here in Baxter County. We're going to spend some time here in January talking about your projects you've got going forward for 2019.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Seal, it's always great to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap things up for us here today. You've been listening to the morning show here on Mountain Home Radio, simulcast live across all three Mountain Home Radio stations. KJMT, Mountain Talk 97.1, KCMC, Mountain Country 94.3, and KRZP 92.7. That's going to wrap things up for me. Thanks, Robert, for running the board today. I'm out the door, back with more tomorrow. Have a great day.